John, tell me about the engagement story. I know you have more of these than I do because you actually custom design and make the rings and work with the individuals in these situations. I fortunately get to be a part of this a little bit when I do the appraisal on the piece, but tell me about this recent client that you were telling me about. I love this story.
Well, anytime I get somebody coming in to do custom work for a special event like an engagement ring, I tell them, look, you're going to hit it out of the park to start with just by getting something custom made, because that means that she is more special than anybody else. And it's very important to do that. And all my clients get that. And as we go through the process, they start understanding that this is a lot more complicated than I thought. I've got a lot more approvals I have to do. He asks me all these questions all the time. He goes over the drawings, puts different perspectives on it, different ideas come up. But it's all about making the perfect ring for that woman.
You know, John, I love that.
Back to the story, you know. I had one client in particular that I just love this because I didn't realize he was doing it. Because I send a lot of emails out to him asking a lot of questions because he was full of questions. I sent him a lot of drawings, sent him what we went over, we changed a few things, and he made notes of everything. I was doing hot isostatic pressing. That's a platinum technique where they crush the impurities out of it under high heat and high pressure.
Oh, wait a minute. You told me about that because the ring that you designed for me was
right.
Was treated in that method.
I do it on all my platinum work.
That was just so interesting that you could get all those gas bubbles and those impurities out and just get that
piece
so strong. I know that ring's going to last 150, 200 years.
Yeah, well, platinum, when you cast it, it has tiny little pits in it, if you know it or not. That's why I do this, you know, hot isostatic pressing. It's called HIP, and it just takes all the bubbles out. It makes a superior product.
Yeah. Wonderful. So he knows about this.
You can't get that at the stores.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Well, no, it's a aerospace industry technique for metals.
Okay. And well, anyway, this guy would surprise me because when he was presenting the ring to her, he also presented her a book, all the drawings and a lot of the detail highlights, copies of pictures of the
correspondence and everything?
Yeah, and he says, this is all the information, that went into the making of your ring and how long and all the different steps that were taken to make it happen just for you.
Oh my God, and she must have felt like the most special person on the planet.
She fell over, yeah. Needless to say, she said yes.
Well, that's the wonderful part about
that's
it.
That's the bottom line.
It is the yes, of course. Oh, that's such a beautiful story. See?
Oh, I have a lot of them.
I love the engagement story. It is the most romantic thing that we get to do in this industry. And it's such a treat to see how somebody handles what we do into that first meaningful gift.
Right. It's a real honor for me to be allowed to be able to do that because I'm a part of their lives forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you
are. And I know that. And it makes me feel very, very special and honored. And I do really enjoy that. It really makes me feel good.
Well, John, it's an honor to have somebody custom make you a piece of jewelry at any point in time. But of course, that one, well, that's the one that makes the relationship.
Bye for now.
Okay. Thank you, John.